Some breaking news this morning around the parliamentary inquiry into the fitness for Busisiwe Mkhwebane, the public protector, to hold office. Parliament's legal services advising that the Section 194 committee, that President Cyril Ramaphosa should not be called to answer questions related to the suspension of the public protector. All of this to do with whether or not he would be subpoenaed to testify. EWN reporter Lindsay Dentlinger has been watching that inquiry for us. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. Tell us about this development and what are the implications?
So Mandy, just to take us back a little bit, you will recall that at the very onset of this inquiry, starting now almost 5 weeks ago, that the Public Protector's legal team said they wanted the President to appear before this inquiry and that they would write to him to do so. The State Attorney then on behalf of the President responded and said absolutely not, it would be inappropriate for him to do so. And then last week, the same legal team for the Public Protector then said they wanted the committee's assistance to summon the President, which would mean to force him to come and testify before this inquiry. And today, a bit of a housekeeping meeting for this committee to determine the way forward. You know that they are now taking longer than they initially expected to, and also having to deal with correspondence to the inquiry amongst them, this particular letter. And so we had a very lengthy legal opinion from Parliamentary Legal Services, not in any way recommending or dissuading the committee in any way, just laying out really what the basis would be and what the committee would really have to consider, Mandy, before taking such a decision. And amongst those considerations that they would have had to take into account is the fact that the President will probably have to play some type of executive role further down the line. We know that we are in this place, in the first place, unhappiness from the Public Protector that she's been suspended during this inquiry. And the committee saying that if the President were to be called to appear, he could absolutely not be called to answer questions about that suspension, because that's not why this inquiry is sitting. And when it comes down to that CR17 report that the Public Protector compiled, most of those issues have already been ventilated in the courts. They have been finalized. And so what essentially would the President come to testify about? He was in no way involved in putting that report together. And so the majority of parties, Mandy, then concluding that they would not accede to that request from the Public Protector's legal team to summon the President to appear.
The long and the short of this is that the President will not be subpoenaed to give evidence before this inquiry. How do you anticipate that Advocate Dali Mpofu, on behalf of Busisiwe Mkhwebane, will interpret this finding?
Well, I think we'll find out tomorrow, Mandy, when the inquiry resumes with witness testimony. But I can imagine he's not going to be too happy about this. We know that from the onset, he's taken issue with the directives of this committee, which is really the rules, if you will, of how they conduct their business. He's already said previously he doesn't agree to all of those directives. Among those directives, Mandy, is that should he have difficulty in getting witnesses to appear on behalf of the Public Protector, that this committee would assist him. So this is really the first request that he's made in this regard. It just so happens to be he wants the number one to come. So it's going to be interesting to see what his next step will take. I can only imagine that he is going to put his dissatisfaction on the record tomorrow, that, you know, obviously he's not part of this committee meeting. This is purely a meeting of the MPs. And so there are also other complaints, Mandy, also before the committee, also from the EFF against the evidence leaders and the like. And so I can imagine that those are going to be put on the table tomorrow, that I can't imagine him letting that matter rest there. But just exactly what recourse he will have next, I'm not quite sure what he can do to force this committee to accede to that request.
Certainly. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, thank you for that, bringing us that latest news out of Parliament. Essentially, it means that the President will not be subpoenaed to give evidence at this inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office. It's going to be interesting to see how Advocate Dali Mpofu responds tomorrow.